Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller has hailed singer Tessan Chin as a fine Jamaican ambassador following her win on the popular NBC program The Voice. The singer, who kept Jamaicans at home and abroad riveted to their television sets each week, was declared The Voice in a two-hour finale last Tuesday night. Prime Minister Simpson Miller says Tessan has joined the ranks of a long list of outstanding Jamaican achievers who have held the flag high internationally.
Tessan Chin. Phenomenal young woman. She is royal. All who watched The Voice cannot help but saluting the spirit of that young lady, the determination to succeed. And you know what, apart from that beautiful voice, what a beautiful young lady. And so we want to congratulate her coach, and to congratulate members of her family.
The Prime Minister also noted the unifying effect of Tessan's involvement in the competition, as Jamaicans in the diaspora and at home rallied round the singer. According to Mrs. Simpson Miller, this goes to show what Jamaicans can achieve as a people when they work towards a common goal. Mrs. Simpson Miller was in Venezuela last week for the Petrocaribe Heads of Government meeting in Caracas. The Prime Minister joined Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Philip Paulwell, who was already in Venezuela for ministerial meetings. Mrs. Simpson Miller was accompanied by Senior Advisor in the Office of the Prime Minister, Dr. Carlton Davis, along with support and security staff. Mrs. Simpson Miller also attended a ceremony to launch Jamaica's first shipment of 20,000 tons of clinker to Venezuela at the Jamaica Gypsum and Quarries Pier in Kingston. The shipment by Carib Cement Company Limited is the first of five, totaling 100,000 tons under the trade compensation mechanism of the Petrocaribe Initiative.
This shipment of clinker will only be the first of many to come. Carib Cement will continue to play its role as one of our premier manufacturing enterprises.
The arrangement facilitates the government's repayment of a portion of its oil debt to Venezuela with locally produced goods and services in lieu of cash under the Petrocaribe Agreement. Mrs. Simpson Miller also urged more local manufacturers to support the trade compensation mechanism through the provision of other goods and services.
I would like to urge other Jamaican manufacturers to access this trade compensation mechanism so that more Jamaican goods and services will enter the Venezuelan market.
Prime Minister Simpson Miller was in her Southwest St. Andrew constituency last week for the handing over of 48 two- and three-bedroom units in Majesty Gardens. The units were handed over by the National Housing Trust.
I will no longer be afraid or embarrassed to invite a friend to visit because I'm terrified they might ask, can I use your restroom? Or simply do not want them to know where I live. If and when asked for proof of address, I will not be able to furnish several utility bills.
22-year-old Shanika Thompson, the youngest beneficiary in the Majesty Gardens development. In her address, Mrs. Simpson Miller congratulated the beneficiaries on their accomplishment of home ownership.
The beneficiaries satisfied the criteria laid down by the NHT and had the requisite payments. They're not for free. People worked hard. They paid their NHT contribution, and they are prepared to pay their mortgage. They were able to meet their repayment requirements, whether individually or with a co-applicant.
Mrs. Simpson Miller also urged the new homeowners to do their best to maintain the units. Majesty Gardens is part of the Urban Renewal Initiative, which aims to transform blighted inner-city communities to winner cities. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Till next time, I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.